Tonight's cabaret features encore performances from two artists. Sheila Bringi starts us off, followed by Fortunato in the second half of the show. Sheila Bringi is a Boulder-based singer and instrumentalist who plays the harp, harmonium, and bensuri. Sheila visited our studios on March 7th, 2017. Elena Claver hosted.
See you. wind was still in the night when all was dark and quiet. This voice that spoke to her in an ancient tongue, a code that she could not decipher. But every night she'd rise and sing with no idea what her words might bring. But she knew what to do, so she sang. As she sang, she flew
such a beautiful combination of harp and harmonium. So is the harp played commonly in Indian music, or is that just something that you picked up?
So, interestingly, the harp is one of the most ancient instruments in a lot of music cultures, and it was there in ancient Indian music, but for the most part, no, it hasn't developed into an instrument like it is in the West. There's an instrument called the Swaramandal, which means a mandala of notes, which is played, it's like a lap harp. But incorporating the harp into Indian music is kind of my own innovation.
Wow. So would you say that you bring some traditional and original kirtan music as well as other songs like this one that maybe were written by someone Western and you just adapt it to because it's such a beautiful song and it fits?
Yeah, I've been influenced by a number of types of music, and I think you can hear it. You can hear it throughout. Of course, Indian classical music and devotional music, of which kirtan is a part. But also, jazz has been a big influence on me. Folk music, both Western and Indian. And I work. One of my closest collaborating partners is Clinton Patterson, and he's a blues musician from Atlanta, and he plays blues guitar and trumpet. And so, he actually produced both my records, Shakti Sutra and my first one called Incantations. So yeah, it's got a lot of different influences.
So if you want to do those other kinds of styles, do you need to have other friends, other people in the band? I don't know if you want to say something, Brent. I guess we can see how much you all want to stretch out with the instrumentation you've got here.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, I feel like it comes through kind of no matter what I'm doing, no matter if I'm leading a kirtan or playing even classical music. I feel like these influences come through. Yeah.
Well, let's get some more music.
Should we play another song?
Yeah.
This song is called Peacock, and you can hear it on my first album, Incantations. Thank you.
That was Sheila Bringy, who played on March 17th, 2017. This is listener-supported community radio KGNU, and you are listening to an encore edition of The Cabaret. Next, we'll hear from Fortunato, a project from violinist Anthony Salvo with Andy Skellinger on tabla, Alexios Anest on guitar, and Charles Parker Mertens on bass. Their music draws from Indian ragas, jazz fusion, and other global traditions. EC hosts, they performed on March 20th of this year. Thank you.
Shakti has been one of the reasons why we wanted to bring this ensemble together, was because the wonderful repertoire that they created in the 70s. And we wanted to play a beautiful song that John McLaughlin wrote called Lotus Feet. And that's it. So this is Shakti was a Indian jazz fusion ensemble that featured John McLaughlin, Zakir Hussain, and Shankar, the violinist, the original version of that. And this is our version of Lotus Feet.
Thank you. So were you ever privileged to see Shakti perform?
No, not me personally, no.
Mm. No. Remember Shakti?
No. Huh? No.
I got to see him in Mumbai twice.
Wow. How did they go over in Mumbai?
How did they go over? They were huge. They played two enormous shows, one outside at a college with maybe, I don't know, I would guess at least 5,000 people, maybe more. And then the other one was at a very nice theater, and it was kind of similar size to the Boulder Theater, but it was a very posh ticket to get. There were, like, Bollywood actors there, and it's a big thing in India.
That would be something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was fun. Yeah, I wasn't listening to much Shakti in the day,
no,
and
neither.
So did get to see Remember Shakti, and I always felt like John McLaughlin really brings such a presence, and a lot of the time in his music there was a busyness that didn't always work for me, and this, on the other hand, was just got that really nice space, and I loved how you started on the bass as well.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to get to a point to figure out, oh, we can use the bass to kick things off with that?
How did we decide that?
I can't remember. Well, I mean, you know, one of the Charlie went to India to study Indian classical music, and so he brings that influence to the bass. And so there wasn't even a doubt that, because in terms of like the knowledge and the overview of what that whole system of music is, I think Charlie and Andy are the guys, you know, in terms of that.
And in
Shakti.
That system, there's something called an alap, and that's just, essentially it introduces a raga, and that's kind of what we were mimicking there. We're giving Charlie like a lot of space with a drone that he can just express over.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
No rhythm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what's next?
Well, we've got about 10 minutes left. And so while we're on the subject, we'd like to play one of the songs that we are incredibly inspired by. This is a song called Joy. And it's it was one of the original tunes that Shakti did. And it's been one of these pieces that is a continual challenge to play and to live into, which is great because, you know, we're not bored. And so, we'll play for you. And it's quite a long piece, so I imagine that we'll...
Well, before that, let's remind everybody we are listening to Fortunato.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be playing this Friday.
Yeah, if you want more information about us, you can go to the website. It's my name, anthonysalvo.com/Fortunato.
And we'll give a big shout out to George and company for putting this all together.
Yes, yes.
And let you guys play out.
And a shout out to my wife, Travis, and two kids who are, I believe, are having a dance party as we speak. Listening to us on the radio. So this is Joy, and I guess we'll just play through. Yeah, till 8. Sounds great. Thank you, Lane. Thank you, George, for having us, for sure. Thank you.
That was Fortunato, featuring Anthony Salvo on violin, Andy Skellinger on tabla, Alexia Sinest on guitar, and Charles Parker Mertens on bass. Fortunato played on March 20th early this year. Tune into the Cabaret Show every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. to hear live local music, and you can hear archives at afterfm.com, KGNU's all music site. This is listener-supported community radio, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins.
Catherine, you're tuning into Corriente here on KGNU Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. We just heard Mala Rodriguez getting things started with Galaxias Cercanas. And I'm betting a lot of you guys watched the game this afternoon with Colombia and England. Such a good game. I was very sad that Colombia didn't win. They were so close. And in honor of Colombia, I have a little set of Colombian music that we're going to start things off with. I'm going to be here until 10, playing all sorts of Latin music for you. And let's get started with Perogollo y su combo Bacana. This is Mi Buenaventura. Stay tuned. ¶¶
mar en mi buena aventura, donde se aspira siempre la brisa pura. Bello puerto de mar en mi buena aventura, donde se aspira siempre la brisa pura. Eres puerto precioso, circundado por el mar. Eres puerto precioso, circundado por el mar. Tus mañanas son tan bellas y claras como el cristal. Tus mañanas son tan bellas y claras como el cristal. Siempre que siento pena, bello poblado, miro tu lindo cielo y quedo aliviado. Siempre que siento pena, bello poblado, miro tu lindo cielo y quedo aliviado.